Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I was talking about all of the terrible things that the Lord endured on the cross. Listen closely as we pick up with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, I've got people that won't have me, that used to have me in, won't have me in anymore because I preach repentance and faith is important in salvation. And they think, no, you just believe. I had one guy that I don't have him anymore because he stood in my pulpit one day and says, the Bible doesn't say repent. It doesn't say call upon the Lord. It just says believe. Well, the Bible does say the things that he said it didn't say. And he's asked to come back several times, and every time my answer's been the same. No. Please understand, saving faith includes repentance. Repentance is not doing anything. It's not a work. Not an act, it's not a deed or a right of some kind. That is an R-I-T-E, right? Rather, it is a change of the direction of one's heart. It basically means an attitude of the heart in turning from sin and self and turning to God. See, so many say, well, repentance just means changing the mind, yes, but it also means turning. You're turning from, in your mind, one thing to another. Those that said to Matthew 7:22, look, we've preached in your name, we've cast out devils, we've done many wonderful works. See, that was self. Now they're turning from what they have determined makes them acceptable in heaven and turning to God, realize they're not acceptable, and receiving Christ as their Savior, realizing they're sinners. In Acts chapter 20, verse 21, Paul emphasized repentance towards God. Because Almighty God in His holiness, in His person, God is the Spirit, is the one against whom all sin is. No matter what the sin is, even if we kill somebody else, it's still against God. Whether we lie about someone else, it's still against God. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. What is that faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? In the fact that He died. When He was dying on that cross, He was dying for every sin you ever have and ever will commit. Now, you have seen pictures of people trying to describe the cross, and yes, he was beaten with the Roman cat of nine tails, which would have had the possibility with 39 stripes and nine leather strands going off with bone, metal, and ivory in it, making 351 lacerations. Now, I don't know if that's what it made, but he was a bloody mess. He was nailed to a cross. He had thorns on his head. He had his whiskers yanked out of his head. He was slapped across the face. He was spat upon, so many other things. And for 3 hours, the physical, bleeding, dying Jesus is mocked on the cross as he hangs there naked. And my friend, when I think of that, that is a picture for man to see of God's anger against sin. For Isaiah 53 tells us that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased God in his deity to bruise his son and his humanity when he's seen our sin. That our sin on his son did not change his attitude about sin. And so his wrath was poured out on our sin that was on Christ. He became sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, who knew no sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, repentance towards God, faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. We're turning to him and him alone as the only way of salvation. That last 3 hours on the cross, it turned dark. That's when God, the Father, poured out his eternal wrath on God, the Son's human spirit. When Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He's crying out because there's no grace. In the garden, angels ministered to him. In the wilderness, angels ministered to him. But now there's no grace for him. And there can't be in order to pay for our sin. But understand, those first 3 hours that man sees, and those last 3 hours that are even worse because it's being poured out on his human spirit, the wrath of God, that's what you and I deserve. We deserved it fully, and he took our place. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that he actually took what you deserve. And that 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. Now he's in heaven preparing a place for us, that he was God come in the flesh, who took on a human flesh and a human spirit. Now, that may seem inconsequential, but I believe that there is a spiritual reason that some go through the motions of believing in Christ, but are not really born again. They simply want a fire escape. There's no interest in turning to God. There is no interest in repentance. They have the attitude, God, give me salvation, and I'm going to keep on doing any old thing that I want to do. If there is no real turning to God from the heart, they've missed the prerequisite for actually trusting Christ. Repentance and faith are two separate things that come together for salvation, but they act together as one thing. Now, my friend, you better think about the brevity of life. That's why today is the day for unbelievers to be saved and the day for believers to serve God. Tomorrow is the day when idle men work and fools repent. Tomorrow is Satan's today. He cares not what good resolutions you form if you only decide to fix them tomorrow, not today. Now, friend, our days on earth are but a shadow. You better prepare to meet God. Do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you turned to him to not only cleanse you of your sin, but to save your soul and give you everlasting life and trust him and him alone for your salvation? In Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned, that is, every one of us, and have come short of the glory of God. My friend, that includes me, that includes you. Every one of us comes short of God's glory. God's glory is the Lord Jesus Christ. None of us can measure him because he was sinless. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the idea of come short is that we continually come short, even after our salvation. This old sin nature I have will not be done completely away with until I get to heaven. And the wages of sin, Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin, what we've earned, what we've deserved because we've earned it, the wages of sin is death, final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not something we earn, it's a gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. My friend, Christ died for us. That's a profound statement. So in Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, his deity, he was God Almighty, come in the flesh. The Lord Jesus is the name of his humanity, Jesus. Lord, his deity, Jesus, his humanity. Thou shalt confess thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. He not only died for you, but he rose from the dead, victorious over hell and the grave. Therefore, Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and death, and you believe that. So believing that, he says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, not his own righteousness, not the only way of becoming righteous is that I get more and more righteous by believing. No. You're believing on the righteousness of Christ as being the righteousness that makes you accepted before God, not yours, his. And so you are in Christ. That's one of the reasons I sign most all my letters in Christ, is because that's my acceptance before God. So that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, he will save you, and he'll save you now. Are you sure you're saved? If you're not, will you right now give him your heart and life, seeking his cleansing, his forgiveness, and everlasting life in Christ? You can do that. You can do it right now. I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would be words only if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, then pray this prayer. And dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you meant it. The Bible says in Romans 10:11, for whosoever believes shall not be ashamed. Let some people know. We'd ask you let us know. Our announcer will give you our address here in just a moment. And write and let us know that you received Christ, or email us through our website. If you go to a Bible-believing church, call your pastor and tell them what you did and ask them the next step. If you don't have a Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church, then look in your yellow pages. I suggest under Baptist. You know, we say yellow pages. Most people go to the internet now, but look for an independent Baptist in your area. Make sure they use a King James Bible. They're not singing their rock and roll music. And make sure it's fundamental and just say, hey, what's the next step? And they'll be glad to help you. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. I trust you'll ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please write us. We want to hear from you and listen now as our announcer closes this broadcast and gives you our physical address as well as our website.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.